How's it going?
I won't have to go back to work, though, for a rest, for sure.
Like, have you heard when you might be going back?
Negative. And that probably, it'd probably be the end of next month sometime, I would think.
And a lot of your honeydews done.
Made them cabinets for my sister-in-law. My wife said, man, I didn't know you could do that. We need to do this and this and this at the house. So I guess that's on the list now.
Kick yourself in the room. More than you got on the deck, or if you already got it done?
Nails in the roof, but hopefully we'll be done today.
Just business, just building those things.
And that, but yeah, I'm about too old for all that stooping and bending.
You on that part, and I'm older than you are.
Sister-in-law's project was in the upstairs and that, and it was go up the stairs and then come down, and go up the stairs and come down, and that, man, my legs, I couldn't hardly walk. Some of that storm damage yesterday.
Storm, did it mess anything up yours real bad?
Little twigs in the yard, but that was it. Antenna's still up and everything, but on the way going to Woodruff yesterday, I was on that Edwards Road, and man, there's this really nice house, ranch-style house. Had two, they must have been 3-foot diameter oak trees, and they were huge. They were tall, you know, one of those that are 30 feet to the first branches, and that, and both of them fell and crashed into the house.
It made me sick.
You know, yesterday they had big cranes out there removing all of the damage and that, but it's like I don't see how you would salvage those houses.
One house on my route, it made it through the storm on the Easter night or Monday morning, but the next day the ground was so soft that big old oak tree just finally fell over on top of the house, and it's total.
A lot of building projects in town here, and then I see we got another round of storms coming tonight.
When I was watching the weather, they were talking about there was tornadoes out in Oklahoma, and that's where it's coming from.
When I just saw it, they were showing hail and everything, so a lot of hail in that storm, but it looked like a lot of it might go south of us if we're lucky.
Same old. Doing fine. Still got my computer hemmed up on the dining room table. She's still having to work from home. The way it looks, she'll be there probably until sometime August.
About that. And I haven't been on the radio since I left for North Carolina, but probably on tonight.
Been 7, 8 on me. One guy said yesterday morning his noise level was a 10+.
I'll just turn it back off.
20 late yesterday afternoon, and talked the guy down in Louisiana, and noise level was about maybe a 4 on 20.
T Mobile.
4 NAP. Hang on a minute. KN4 TFW.
Guys, again, good to hear you. Take it your trip went well to get back home.
Then picked up another project, building a deck for my niece, helping my brother-in-law. And so we were over there down in Woodruff all day yesterday and got to go back today.
Keep you busy.
Back to work for a rest before it kills me.
understand that for sure. Ed, you doing all right as well?
So good, can't complain. I'm still above the ground.
I got to go back to work. I guess he went back maybe like last Thursday or something, but they supply a good bit of things to BMW. They machine body panels and that kind of stuff. He got to go back in. They had a big project come up, so he got to go back a week early. I think the rest of them start this coming Monday for that facility. So that's some good news coming out of some things.
I told my boy Harold, May 1st, they are cranking back up.
Good deal. Hopefully that'll be a pattern that we'll see and be making some good progress.
You on your route this morning, Ed?
I probably got about maybe 40, 45 minutes left, if that much. Come on in here and tell us something good.
Starting to stay awake, that's all. So, dragging today. Other than that, had a good past couple days. Took Monday off for my birthday was yesterday, so I took Monday off to have a long weekend and enjoy the time with the family there. And got home yesterday, watched a movie with the kids, and just kind of hung out. So had a good couple days, and we'll see what happens at work today. See if we can't make some good projects come to life.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, like I said, it was good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Age yet?
33 now.
That's KK4NXZ.
Morning. December, Tim, you'll be half of my age.
How about a number?
As old as we feel.
Okay, how'd I get out of bed?
I missed all of that, the transmission there. I had another channel on the other side of the radio on, and it had a ton of noise. Go again.
They were saying we're as old as we feel.
Some days I feel pretty stinking old.
All this work going up and down the stairs for my sister-in-law, now building a deck over here for my niece, and that, and it's like, man, I'm going to have to go back to Fabri-Cal for a rest.
Guys over there at all, like, to see if the timeline has changed or remained the same?
At all, but I'm due to go in there on Tuesday to help me get my unemployment all lined out and everything, so we'll see how that goes.
Back to running yesterday?
I took the fuel line off of the tank, and I put it into a bucket, and the thing ran fine. So I had Kevin, I had to leave because I had Shelly, she had to go. I had Kevin pull the tank sending unit out, and there was about a 16-inch rag stuck in that thing.
So do it. So what did he do? Did he get it, or is he just cleaning that out?
Out, put the sending unit back in, hooked the hose up, thing runs good, but we gotta have a gasket for that sending unit. It's that sending unit is about 8 inches long and about 5 inches wide. It's oval. It has the vent, the return, everything in it. It's got the electrical sending unit for the gauge in it. Fuel gauge doesn't work. I don't know if he wants to spend the money on that or not. I'm going to call him this morning and tell him if he can get the parts set out at CAT, I'll swing by there and
pick them up on the way home. It's about 4 hours. I thought originally that because he took the fuel filter off, that's where the problem was, but he told me the thing, it'd run good for about 30 minutes and start choking down, and then when he got on an incline, it would really act up. And I told him, I said, man, I don't think that's the filter at all. Sounds like something in that tank floating around. And that's when we decided to bypass the tank and found out the problem was in the tank. And that's the rest of the story.
I'm out of here and get my party started for today. So I'll say 73 to you guys. It was good to talk to you this morning and look forward to talking to you again maybe this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
And be careful, 73.
You have a good one. Good to hear you this morning. Glad your trip was safe on back home, and hope you get that deck all wrapped up soon. KK4POT.
And have a good day. Safe travels, and hope that you get whatever you've got to get accomplished. I hope you get it accomplished. 73's KK4 NX. Pleased to do it.
Mine, he just aggravated it. He really can't do nothing. He's wanting to go jump in the swimming pool and he can't.
Just as he got on.
From the knee down.
Hey, how long he's got to be in that?
But he says that if everything goes well, doctor said be 3 weeks in that cast, and then they'll put him in a walking boot, and he'll be in it 3 to 4 weeks.
Not bad. They get it. They got a crochet needle where they can go down there and itch in that cast.
Yeah, but I know he said it's about to drive him nuts itching. And I told my old son, I said that means it's healing.
Yeah, we used to use crochet needles and them metal coat hangers and stick down in there and scratch a little bit, get a little relief.
Those days, especially when both my arms were broke at the same time.
You thought you could fly and you took off, lid off the barn roof, broke your wings.
See, I fell out of a swing, landed on my knees and fell forward and landed on, you know, on my hand. Didn't think nothing about it. Lo and behold, I broke both of them.
Wow.
I have to do all that stuff here because I almost broke my wrist. I got hit by a bus once. It didn't break my wrist off.
Get out of here when you guys catch up. 73's everybody. Have a good day, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
I hate breaking the ball. I almost broke my wrist once. Boy, that sucks when you do that.
Fourth grade when I broke both of my arms at the same time.
Your body isn't totally developed yet either, so, yeah, plus you tag. The only thing I ever broke and that was later in life was ribs. I broke 5 of them once.
Mike.
Not anything, but my brother was in a, he was in almost a full body cast. He broke a hip bone, and I remember us taking them long crochet needles and itching his legs, and because he couldn't scratch a thing.
Be awful.
Oh, yeah, that almost killed him. He ran out in front of a car, and man, that almost killed him. That was a terrible day.
That's better than what it could have been.
Oh, yeah. He had to learn how to walk all over again because he was in that body cast for, I'm wanting to say, 6 months. It was a long time, man. It was a long time.
That happens.
Never get that way.
Oh, I do this thing. You're on your paper today.
just had a wave of white noise come in. You were fine earlier, but that last transmission, you can't hardly make it out.
This came on, what's going on? Reason you can hear this from Cat 4, I'll catch you guys tomorrow morning. And Cat 4, I'm clear for now.
732. Everything fixed, you know, antenna is everything, Al. You need that antenna outside, dude. KK4NXC, have a good day.
Hey, the hard thing to do, why? We ain't gonna get nowhere. Choose a month with it and replace it when I can.
When they be Friday, you ready for another round of storms, Mike?
Wow, that's crazy. I guess I'm ready. I got a big old red oak that fell. It fell parallel with my driveway, right on the side of my driveway, and it's hung between the stump and another tree. It's about 5 feet off the ground, which will make it a little bit easier to work with. But I get to it when I can, probably Saturday if it ain't raining. Yeah, I mean, that's what they're saying. I mean, I've got a safe place to go, but when I'm down there, I don't have any cell phone service, any kind of communication at all.
Thing is, it's a safe place.
Exactly right.
We're talking about tornadoes out in Oklahoma last night when I listened to it. And that's the storm that's supposed to be here.
Oh, they're already tracking for tonight.
And sometime this afternoon.
Don't get here till I get home.
Two of us. But yeah, it's supposed to come in this afternoon, but I noticed on their little model that they were using, that we were in the more lighter storm area than everybody south of I-85.
Bet to wait it out and see what happens.
I'm going to get on HF and see if I make any contact with anybody out in Oklahoma and get an update. I think the noise level has been awful. On HF, it's been running anywhere from a 7 to a 9.
Yeah.
The 80 and 40. Out down in Louisiana yesterday afternoon, late, and noise level what, but 4 on 20. I was talking to him on the 20 meters. It was doing pretty good yesterday afternoon.
What travels today?
3 customers away from being done.
Still, that truck must have been late this morning.
Columbia.
Got one coming from Knoxville and Columbia on Wednesday.
Well, they have to bring extra stuff instead of having just the tops like they do on Monday and Tuesday. We also have, 2 inserts on Wednesday and Thursday. Plus, for some odd reason, they went ahead and sent us the comics for Sunday papers for the Anderson. So I had to unload that as well.
Sitting around.
Lock and key, because if you don't, they'll disappear.
And the Far Side cartoon?
They are. I hadn't looked at the newspaper, and I don't know when. I'm so tired of looking at them after I get through delivering them.
Understand that.
Officially say I'm done. This one's in the book. come. That right. Talk you in first before I go for a cup of coffee.
I think I won't be that long. Let me know when you're in your yard. I mean, I'm tootling down the road. White Horse Road doesn't have a whole bunch of traffic on, a couple of cars, that's it.
10 minutes away from the house.
Same distance away from our destination.
Wondering if they had any bids on our favorite restaurant.
No, you know, I see people up there all the time at the picnic tables over there along that creek side. You know, gather families and stuff.
Didn't the governor extend it for 15 more days?
He did. I don't understand why.
Had a big jump on Sunday of the number of people. Come to find it out, the reason they had the big jump on Sunday is because several cases didn't get turned in within 24 hours. They're supposed to notify everybody.
Into the reporting center?
Affirmative. And that's what caused the spike.
Tall spike.
Affirmative. I can't remember exactly how many they said it was. I think it showed like 219 supposed to be new cases on Sunday, but I think about a fourth or a little more was because of delayed reporting. I tell you, I hope that BMW opens back up on the first, like they said, because Harold's about to stand on his head. I think he's getting tired and enjoy having extra time off. I
understand so much of that if you're a working man. Hey, some people make a living of that, but a working man can't sit around. He got to be doing something.
He's put sod down in his front yard and put out seed in the back, excuse me, and started a garden and everything else, but I think he misses his buddies.
My wife has spent every day working on the garden. She told me yesterday she's gotten where she likes staying home now. I think I'm going to agree with that. I told her, I said, well, that's fine, you can. I've been plugging red oak logs and mushroom spawn, so hopefully I'll have some mushrooms come in shortly.
Nothing like a good old fried mushroom.
Doing shiitakes here 2 years ago, and those things were coming in the size of your hand, and we would saute them in butter and garlic and some spices and just throw that between two pieces of bread. That was, I mean, it almost had the consistency of meat, like some type of meat sandwich, but it was good.
Talking like that, you're gonna get me hungry.
I mean, it takes 4 to 6 months for mushrooms to come in once, that's if everything goes good. You know, I'll get you some once I get any kind of harvest. I ordered some white oyster mushrooms. I've got shiitakes planted, and I've got some turkey tail planted. So maybe toward the end of summer I'll have something going on.
I can try and grow them, and I'd never have the first one. I don't have green thumb growing anything.
Good success on the ones I've grown in the past for a year, and then the second year they come back, you know, they didn't have bear as much fruit. But I planted these in some 14-inch logs. I mean, that's all I could do. I just cut bolts, you know, about 2 feet long is all I can do to pick them up. But I'm hoping, because according to everything I've read, they'll yield fruit for 1 year for every inch in diameter the log is. So we'll see. I didn't have enough to plug the whole log, but I got a good bit of it plugged. And it's a fresh cut tree, so hopefully there's nothing else in there and this stuff will take over.
Plan to me.
I'll tell you when you come up.
Need to get together somehow or another to do some cooking.
I got the place to do it.
Boy, mine was in that house the day before yesterday. He grilled hamburgers, and I'm going to tell you, smelling that old smoke, I want to get out in the Dutch ovens and do some cooking.
Love to do that. Yep, I'm looking forward to that, too. Hey, I'm destinating, Ed. I appreciate you talking to me, and I hope you have a good day. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy that cup of coffee, that pot of coffee. And I hope you're able to get in touch with them guys and check out on that tornado. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning, Lord willing. 73's to you. Tell Easton I said hello. And say hello to your family. KK4NXC. We'll be clear.
Glad you made it in safe. Have a good one. Don't work too hard. Be careful on the way home today. And I'll pass everything on to everybody. And if I hear anything, if I can make any contact with anybody out in Oklahoma, find out exactly what went on, I'll text you. And it'll give us some kind of idea what to look for. So 73, my friend, KM4NAP. I'll be clear.